Turning the clock back on March 30, the day in 1948, when one of the world's most remarkable people of all time, Helen Keller, arrived in Australia.
Out of her own darkness, she has brought light and hope and courage to tens of thousands of afflicted people.
I'm sure you remember the assassination attempt on US President Ronald Reagan happened on this day in 1981.
The president is safe.
Just then, I coughed, and I had a handful of bright red frothy
blood.
Stacks of birthdays today. We'll whip through them. John Astin, best known for playing Gomez Adams, is 91.
I thought we had agreed, Morticia, never to mention the name of Rupert Styx again.
Warren Beatty is 84 today. Remember when he played Dick Tracy?
Get him out of here, boys. We got a nice place for him to sleep where they don't serve water.
Guitar legend Eric Clapton is 76, played with groups like the Yardbirds and supergroup Cream, and had a successful solo career. He's the only person in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame three times. Scottish comedian and actor Robbie Coltrane turns 71.
Joe Rawlings said in an interview that she wanted me to play Hagrid. So then, of course, my son and all his pals, it was, so you're playing Hagrid?
Really funny stand-up comedian Paul Reiser is 65 today. He was also in Beverly Hills Cop and the TV show Mad About You.
When did it become a federal regulation that you have to have at least 7 crying babies on every flight? It's a rule.
Can't touch this.
Rapper MC Hammer is 59 today.
You can't touch this.
Few music birthdays. Tracy Chapman is 57.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision.
Celine Dion is turning 53.
I can barely recall, but it's all coming back to me now.
And happy birthday to Samantha Stosur. The Aussie tennis champion had the world number one ranking in doubles. She's 37.
I always wanted to try to win, so I guess that's a good thing, being a tennis player.
Finally, the much-loved Australian celebrity Jeff Harvey died in 2019 at the age of 83. The conductor and musical director was well-known for his time on The Midday Show.
I don't think I was really funny. I was surrounded by a whole lot of loony musicians.
Yeah. Remembering Jeff Harvey on March 30.